every Thursday morning, we have Talk of the Town with Youngstown's mayor, Mayor Jamel Tito Brown.
Good morning, Mayor Brown.
Good morning, Lavetta. How are you?
I'm doing good this morning. Hope you are, too. So, we've got some
allergies.
Okay, because listen, you know how we get when folks start feeling a little weird. We're like, oh, Lord.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Lord, no. So it's good to know you're in good health. But you've got a lot going on. I heard something about a regional summit, about something about the American Rescue Funds. Tell me about that.
You're right. You did hear it. You always get the good news. And, but this is it's going to be a regional. We're first doing a regional planning session. It is myself and Mayor Doug Franklin out of Warren and the Youngstown Warren Regional Chamber. And it just out of conversation that we realized everyone, there was others other than Youngstown who got American Rescue Plan funds. And we thought about, well, how can we put the region on the map to be competitive for jobs mm-hmm. and economic development or some other opportunities that we can all come together, which we're the two counties. Warren is the county seat in Trumbull County. Youngstown is the county seat in Mahoning County. And we thought about bringing those leadership and those who also who got funds from American Rescue Plan to come together and see how we can all kind of put in a little bit and make it a long-time investment, but also how do we get attraction of other private or public entities to say, we like the plan that's happening in that region to attract jobs and maybe any other opportunities that are out there.
Oh, awesome. And that's a good thing to do, band together and kind of put your heads together and see what places the money actually needs to go. So that's pretty good.
Mm-hmm. Sure. Yeah. Right. I mean, it gives us an opportunity that people can see that we're working together. But, you know, if it's going to be something that I got to try to do myself. But if we can come together collectively, mm-hmm. it's each one of us doing our small part to make a bigger piece.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Speaking of bigger pieces, I hear we're on to do some big things. There's a Yo app out there. Tell me about that.
It is. That was announced yesterday. The Yo app is an app for local business to go on and register. And they can register to become on there where individuals, businesses are listed, what you do, where your business is located. And those who participate, as far as the individuals who go to the business or patronize the business, they get incentives and reward points for participating. You know, as we come out of this pandemic, we've got to be creative. And now, you know, I always say that I don't want us just to survive the pandemic. I want us to thrive coming out of it. Mm-hmm. And this is just a way, now that we're opening up, giving different individuals an opportunity to say, hey, you know what? Now we're going to start working together, letting them know what businesses are open and then what's going on those businesses and where they're located.
Absolutely. That's one way to support each other and keep those dollars circulating and supporting the city. Help us, sure. You know, kind of boost ourselves up.
Yeah. So but we're asking individual business, if you're out there, no matter how big or how small, if you go to our Youngstown City website, by June 30, if you register, you'll be listed in the first phase of getting your business out there. So I'm encouraging all businesses to get out there because we want to make sure that as patrons, we can help you, but also we want to make sure that we can help the community.
Absolutely. This is definitely a way to do it. Speaking of the community, we always have to kind of address this. I always talk about it. You know, it mostly happens when it gets warm, but we've got some violence going on out there. Any word on what the city is doing to kind of handle this?
You know, we continue to elicit, you know, we still have our neighborhood response unit. We'll have new community police officers on the 21st of June.
Okay.
Each ward, the 7th ward, will have 7 community police officers. They'll be back up and fully staffed. You know, but the one thing I tell anybody that we still have to have the community's input. I know I say this, and I'm getting more traction. And I thank those individuals who are sharing information with me. Individuals are sharing information with my office as well as with the chief's office. If you tell me something, you give it to me. No name will be associated with it. It will come directly from the mayor's office. So I'm getting individuals to call and a couple of the latest issues that we've been dealing with the crime. Individuals have shared information, and it's been very valuable information. So continue to share. But if you know something, you see something, say something. And I'm using my office as a conduit for it.
Absolutely. Thank you so much, Mr. Mayor, for encouraging us to do what we're supposed to do. Thank you for being on with me this morning. I appreciate it.
Thank you, Loretta.
Thank you all for joining us for Talk of the Town with Mayor Brown. And be sure to join us in our next episode.